Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God did what? Moved. Now this is verse 2. Verse 3, and God said, there's the word. God said, let there be light. And what happened? Miracle, we would say. Manifestation of God's creative power. And not just the initial creation. But how many noticed today that that light is still shining? Amen. Did you notice that?
Yes, sir.
It's still shining right now. We're just facing away from it for a few hours. You know, flying, I always enjoy, especially, you know, if it's wintertime and you've had a bunch of cloudy days in a row and it's kind of dreary and it has been day after day. You get in a good fast airplane and pour the power on, and just in a few minutes, boom, you pop out, and there's that sunshine. It was always there. It was just something between you and it. How many know that preach right there, you know? Yeah. The Son of Righteousness has arisen, and there is healing in His wings or in the beams that radiate from Him. And He's always on.
Come on, that's good.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's always on. I know some years ago, a lady was trying to take me to task about speaking in tongues. And she says, will you just believe you can talk in tongues anytime you get ready to? I said, well, yeah. And I quoted the scripture in 1 Corinthians. He says, what is it then? I'll speak with the Spirit and I'll speak with the understanding also. I'll sing with the Spirit. I'll sing with the understanding also. I said, you know, could I say I'm going to sing with the understanding right now and just sing? Well, he said, you can do the same thing with your spirit. Didn't he? And I said, yeah. I said, you can. I do. She said, no. Now, you can't just turn the Holy Ghost off and on whenever you get ready to. I said, He's always on. And He is. He's always, even when you're laying in the bed sound asleep, He's not sleeping. He's in you. He's alive. He's always on. And anytime you get ready to yield to Him, He'll give you utterance. It's not a matter of turning Him off and on. He's always on. Well, she didn't quite know what to do with that, but she said, well, I don't believe it that way. Well, it's sad because she could be edifying herself all the time. That's the way it is. The sun is always shining. We may be turned away from it. And it be dark, or there may be all kind of clouds between us and it. And you can say, well, the sun's not shining today. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's shining perfectly. You just don't see it because there's something between you and it. And if you're having a bad day, it's not because God's having a bad day.
Amen.
Oh, did you get this now?
Yes.
If you're having a weak day, it's not because God is experiencing technical difficulties. He's just fine. His power is 100%. right? His life, his joy, his peace, his light is shining full force. It's just that you've let something get in between you and him, right? And cloud up your day. And in the name of Jesus, and with some obedience and faith, you can get her cleared up. Glory to God. Has he changed? No, he hasn't changed. He's the same. He operates the same. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Spirit of God is doing the same thing. The Word of God has the same effect. When the Word of God was spoken and released, the Spirit of God moved and brought forth what was said. Now go on over to 1 Corinthians 2, please. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 4. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The power of God. Well, when we experience the power of God, who did we experience? The power of God, the glory of God, is a manifestation of the Spirit of God. See, he just got through saying, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in what? In demonstration of the Spirit and power. Somebody said, boy, I sense the power. What else could you say? Sense the Spirit. The power is a manifestation of the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, something very important here. All of us are in the process of learning this and growing in this. If you want to see more results in your life, in your ministry, you must learn about this. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but my speech and my preaching was in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Let me say that another way. I'll ask you a question. What was he relying on for the people to get it? Wasn't he saying, I'm not relying on my ability as a communicator? I'm not relying on my education, amen, on my vocabulary. Amen. Oh, did you hear this now? But I'm relying on the Spirit of God to demonstrate it and to manifest the power and make it happen. Oh, can you see this? You'll find when you begin to get frustrated in talking to people, that should be an indicator to you that you're relying on yourself to get it done. Of course, this applies, first of all, to preachers and teachers, because that's what he's talking about, his preaching and teaching. But then it applies to everybody. But preachers and teachers, I know, man, you know, do not think that you are alone in feeling like you didn't do a good enough job when you get through. Any preachers and teachers in here that after you've gotten through, you came back and felt lousy about what you had said or done? Yeah, I see people nodding their heads all over. Sometimes you feel better about it than other times. But the devil, one of his favorite things is to come and tell you, that was lousy. Man, I mean, what were you thinking? They should have had somebody else up there. On and on. What's he trying to do, though? Why would he care? He wants to discourage you. Because you listen to enough of that, you'll lose your confidence. If you lose your confidence, then you're not ministering in faith. Let me tell you something that's very true that you may not be thinking about. How would you know the effectiveness? How would you know? Just take me and you right here, right tonight. We don't even know who's in this service. We got Faith Life e-members from China and Russia, South America, Canada, everywhere. Do we know what's going on with everybody? No. Do we know what certain verses and what certain illustrations mean to them? No. Would we know how pertinent it might be? Or how God may have already been talking to them about that very thing for the last 3 weeks? And the Lord have us say it again tonight, and it might not mean anything to the first 200 people right here, but there may be somebody in China doing flips. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes people sit through something, some part of a service, and go, "Oh, ho-hum, I've heard Brother Keith tell that before." Well, you're not the only one here, honey. And there are people that are hearing these things for the very first time. And there's some people that have heard them 100 times, but still, they're hearing them tonight for the very first time. So did you hear what I'm saying? How would I know? How would I know? How would any preacher or teacher know? We do know that he said his word will not return void. It will accomplish what he sent it to do. It'll prosper. We know that. I said we know that. And the more that I and you, we're relying, not on what we can do, but we're relying on the Spirit of God to dim, even if I don't do it exactly right, we're believing him to make it up. Do you hear what I'm saying now? Even if you or somebody else didn't hear it right, or you wasn't quite focused like you should be, we're believing in the grace and mercy of God for him, the Holy Ghost, to take it. And you might not even see it tonight, but 3 days from now, something you heard tonight, he could bring to you, and you might have yawned through it tonight, but next week you may just go ballistic and go, "Glory to God, why didn't I see that then?" Because it cooked in you, stewed in you, until here came the light.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me